Somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 people die every year in our country from colorectal cancer, cancer in the lower intestine or rectum. The number can probably be reduced even further by having more people get screenings for colorectal cancer. That usually means colonoscopies, sending scopes up your lower intestine to look for things that should not be there. Anybody who ever had the procedure can tell you about the fasting and laxative regime to get ready for a scoping, which, it turns out, is not the only way to get ready. Carestream Clinic in Medford is one of several places that offers an alternative. Let's find out more about that and get some other facts and figures about colorectal cancer. Helen Hanshee is the owner and director of Carestream Clinic in Medford and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Helen, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a bit about what goes on at Carestream Clinic. I understand this is a bit of an alternative to the standard way of getting cleaned out for colonoscopy.
Yeah, we're a medical clinic. We specialize in pre-colonoscopy, endoscopy, and other surgical procedures that require a bowel prep, a cleaning of the colon before the procedure. So we use colon hydrotherapy as a means to do that.
Which means what?
Colon hydrotherapy is the infusion of water into the body via the rectum through a FDA-approved medical device. And essentially, water goes in, waste, air comes out, and we essentially can clean the entire length of the colon that way.
And how much time?
It usually is about 45 minutes of actual water in and out of the body. Sessions usually are about an hour and a half long.
Okay. So that's actually a lot faster than the 24 hours of having to do the otter pops and the bouillon and the other stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. The traditional prep is usually taking a couple of days off of work. It is usually 18 doses of a laxative, which normally you would take if you were doing laxatives, one dose a day. So you take 18 doses of laxative and, you know, the idea behind that is that we want the colon clear. If the colon is clear, your gastroenterologist can see what he needs to see, make sure there aren't any polyps there, and have them removed. So it's really important that the colon is clear. However, 18 doses of laxative in a short amount of time can be pretty miserable for most people and dangerous for some also.
Well, the hydrotherapy that you provide, though, I mean, it sounds like it probably has its moments of discomfort as well.
It can be uncomfortable if there's some mild cramping, but it usually passes pretty quick. So our prep is 4 doses of the laxative rather than 18, and you just do that the night before, so you don't have to take the whole day off. And then you come in for the hydrotherapy the day of your procedure, your colonoscopy, and we do the cleansing via the colon hydrotherapy. So it's much more comfortable. It's a lot quicker. You're left completely hydrated rather than dehydrated, which is a huge benefit both to the patient and also to the doctor who's looking for a colon that they can actually move the scope through.
Is there fasting involved with this method too, though?
It's the same as the traditional prep, where you're going to limit fibrous foods for 3 days before and then a clear liquid diet the day of, and then we do the prep on the day of the procedure.
All right. But the Carestream Clinic, you don't do the actual colonoscopies, is that right?
We don't do the colonoscopies. Colonoscopies are performed at both hospitals and the surgery center. So what we like to see is people coming in a few hours before their colonoscopy procedure, and then they move on from our clinic to the hospital or the surgery center.
Oh, okay. So it is that quick. I mean, the clean out is done, and then off they go to the next station, as
Absolutely.
It were.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. And the numbers are pretty interesting, because I noticed when looking up colon cancer that for the most recent year, and I guess at this point it's still 2013, roughly 50,000 people a year die from this. And there may be, it's more than 100,000 cases for sure, but it seems
That's
like a
right.
lot more people could be getting the procedure just to get the detection.
Absolutely. So the CDC predicts that 137,000 Americans will be diagnosed this year, 2015, and over 50,000 deaths as a result of colon cancer this year. So what we're looking at is not only that, but also the cost for healthcare and our system. So it's $8.4 billion a year spent on colorectal cancer. And so that essentially that affects all of us. And what we want to see is we want to see those numbers come down. We want to see the statistics improving. There's a national campaign, the National Colorectal Council Colorectal Cancer Roundtable. And the present campaign is 80% by 2018. And what we want to see is 80% screening rates by 2018. Right now, we're at about 67%. So one in three Americans who should be getting colonoscopies are not. And it's not that far off. Massachusetts has the best rate. They're at 76%. And when we look at this, we're looking at why people aren't getting screened. And one of the reasons is that people are dreading the PrEP. They dread it. It's miserable. They hear from their friends and family members that it's uncomfortable. The Cololavage is the specific technique that we use, the hydrotherapy PrEP. And it was developed by Dr. Chris Demetrio and Amy Sanders. Dr. Chris Demetrio has a clinic in New York, and that's where I trained and got certified in 2013. He was seeing his patients canceling because they couldn't tolerate the PrEP. He had people who were ending up in the ER because they had heart palpitations, they were dehydrated, they were feeling very ill from the traditional PrEP. And he thought, there has to be another way. We've got to figure out how to do this PrEP. So he contacted Amy Sanders, who's the founder and director of the Global Professional Association for Colon Therapists. And over the years, they've perfected this technique so that we're actually getting better results in a lot of cases than the traditional PrEP. And it also enables people who can't tolerate the traditional PrEP to actually get screened. When I was training with Dr. Chris in New York, I was prepping patients, and then I was able to go and watch the colonoscopy of those patients that I just prepped with the Cololavage hydrotherapy. And I was standing next to him as he was removing polyps from this patient. And he said, there you go, we just prevented cancer. And it hit me in that moment, standing there with him, that we can make a huge difference. We can actually save lives.
When you say people can't tolerate the PrEP, what's the problem most people have with it?
Well, some people just actually can't get that volume of laxative down. So especially gastric bypass, diabetics with gastroparesis, which basically means that their stomach moves more slowly, they actually can't get that large volume, the 18 doses of laxative down in that amount of time. So their colon won't be clear. And like I said earlier, the colon has to be clear. We don't want to miss polyps. If you miss a polyp, and then you don't get a colonoscopy for another 10 years, then that can continue to grow and become cancerous. And then other people can't tolerate it simply because they have a sensitive constitution. They're going to get dehydrated. They're going to have fainting episodes. And obviously that's not a good thing, and we want to avoid that.
Helen Hanshey is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the owner and director of CareStream Clinic in Medford, which performs an alternative PrEP for colonoscopies. This is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. There's a campaign going on as well we haven't talked about yet. We will, about trying to get more people to get colonoscopies during this month, or at least get them set up during Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about this issue. Maybe you've had some experiences with your own issues with colon cancer, colorectal cancer, or with the procedures to detect it. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org, or check out Helen's picture on Facebook. This call goes to Bill and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thanks. I'm really glad that you're out there pushing this to help people live long and all that. And I have a real problem with the medical community. I collected medical records of myself for over 40 years, and I had them with Sacred Heart, Peace Health, and Eugene, and they threw them all away. They only keep them for 7 years, and they didn't notify me. And I assume you basically are locked into the 7-year thing where you keep your records. And I'm curious, when if I came in and had a colonoscopy, and I didn't go under the drugs because I don't like drugs, and I'm watching on the video, you know, watching everything you are, is there any way I could pay to have a video of the whole colonoscopy, what I see on the screen, just for my own records? And if not, why? Because it's something I'm paying for, and I should be able to get a video of that TV screen picture.
Interesting questions. Let's see what Helen can figure out about this. So first of all, you don't do colonoscopy, so you're not in the position to deliver the video yourself.
I don't do colonoscopies, no. That would be a conversation with the clinic or the surgery center and the doctor performing the colonoscopy. And that's really usually just a policy within their office or within that system.
But do you obviously deal with people and procedures, and so you get access to their medical records, I'm sure. So what is there an industry-wide sort of thing about length of time medical records are kept, anything like that? I've never really heard a story quite like Bill's before.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that happened to Bill. I'm sorry to hear that. And I guess all you can do is just follow up with wherever that was lost from.
In the age of electronic medical records, which I understand we have a lot of incompatible systems, that the idea is we'll be able to keep them on file for a lot longer because they won't take up physical space.
That's right. We're moving in that direction.
Taking us a while, though. So, Helen, you had mentioned coming into the room today that what drove you into this business to get you interested in doing what you do. What's going on there?
Yeah, I have been in the field of colon hydrotherapy for 15 years, and mostly in the beginning doing therapeutic work with people with chronic constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, and that kind of thing. 10 years ago, I was pregnant with my first child and 25 years old. And I became very ill, and I was diagnosed with an irritable bowel disease, ulcerative colitis. And the most frightening part of that diagnosis was that I'm now in a very high-risk category for colon cancer. So essentially, that became my mission is, you know, on a personal level and also a professional level, I was already in the field of colon hydrotherapy, to make a difference in awareness and prevention. Colon cancer is the most preventable cancer. Because we can do colonoscopy screening, we can remove polyps that take usually in the range of 8 to 15 years to become cancerous. So if you go for your routine colonoscopy and that timing of that, if you're 50 or older, get your colonoscopy. The other important thing to know is if you are high risk, and that is a conversation with family members about that. Have they found polyps? Have they had colon cancer? So important to do that, and important for me on a personal level, and also to share with my family members and also my community, which is what we're doing here, is we're bringing this awareness down to a local level. There's a lot of national campaigns. This is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So we're going to hear from a lot of celebrities this month. We're going to hear from Katie Couric. But what we want to do is we want to see a difference here in Southern Oregon. And the way that we are contributing is offering a campaign. We want to see 50 new colonoscopies scheduled this month in our local area. So our incentive for those of you who know who you are, you should be scheduling your colonoscopy, is to visit our Facebook page, CareStream Clinic on Facebook, and like our page. Let us know when you scheduled your procedure for, and you can post that on the page. It's great to tell other people and bring awareness. If you want to private message us, that's okay too. We want to know when your procedure is, and throughout the month, we're going to draw prizes for people who post and let us know that they actually scheduled their colonoscopy, they're getting screened, and making a difference in the awareness.
So prizes potentially for the people who get their colonoscopy scheduled.
Prizes, yeah. We have some massage therapy. We have hair design. We have a personal coaching consultation. We'll be giving away a free colo-lavage session at CareStream if somebody wants to prep for their colonoscopy with an alternative prep. And a grand prize at the end of the month, the weekend getaway that we're putting together.
All right, so let's make clear. So they have to schedule a colonoscopy and report it back to your Facebook page, but
yes,
don't have to schedule an appointment with you for the cleanout.
Right, not necessarily. The idea here is that we just want people to get screened.
Helen Hanshey again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, owner and director at CareStream Clinic in Medford, which offers an alternative to the standard laxative-based method of doing the clean-out before a colonoscopy. This is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments or observations, 800-838-3760, anywhere in a listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. The process of getting, first of all, when in life should people be getting colonoscopies?
So like I said, 50 generally. Mm-hmm. Turn 50, schedule your colonoscopy. If you are in a high-risk group, then it's earlier. So it's important to learn about your family. You want to look at first relations, so sibling, parent, child. And if any of these people in your life have been screened and found polyps, then whatever age they were at when that happened, you want to get your screening 10 years before that.
All right. So if polyps showed up in somebody at 42, you want to make sure you get your first screening at 32.
Absolutely.
And what is the difference between a colonoscopy and an endoscopy? And there's also a sigmoidoscopy too, isn't there?
Right. So the colonoscopy is scoping the entire colon, and that's 5 to 6 feet in length, goes all the way to the cecum, which is where the small intestine connects. Sigmoidoscopy really just goes into the first part of the colon, the sigmoid colon. So it's not
is that the descending colon?
So it's a not, right, and it's not a thorough mm-hmm. examination. Colonoscopy is the preferred method. There's lots of methods, and part of the campaigns the CDC and the American Cancer Society have started looking at why people aren't getting screened. One of the reasons is that they don't want to get the colonoscopy. It seems invasive. The prep's awful. So they're coming up with some alternatives. However, some of these alternatives, if you do have polyps, if there is colon cancer, then you're going to have to get a colonoscopy anyway. So colonoscopy is still the preferred method of screening because we go in, look at the colon, polyps are there, they're removed immediately, and there you go, you're done.
So the polyps are actually snipped off
yeah.
while the scope is in there.
That's right.
What are polyps?
It's a growth. So when they start out, it looks just like a little raised area on the tissue inside the colon. And that grows and can become enlarged. I was just reading Katie Couric put out her story of 19 years ago when her husband mm-hmm. was diagnosed and 9 months later when he passed away. And he had no symptoms, and this is a really important point, is that colon cancer, often there are no symptoms. They go in, and he had a polyp, a tumor inside his colon that was the size of an orange. So they can grow to that point. And the only reason he knew it was there was because he was doubled over in pain because it was blocking the passageway. So that's the thing with colon cancer is that there usually aren't any symptoms until it gets to that point. And at that point, it's usually terminal. He only lived 9 months. It's very common that we see that.
So if you're feeling pain, it's very late in the game.
Yeah, usually.
So how often after age 50 do you need to get them? I think I was told it's usually like a 10-year cycle, unless they see a polyp.
Exactly.
Which puts you back in five.
Yeah, so if everything's good, you're good to go. Another 10 years and you'll go back in. If there are polyps, it depends on how many they are. Usually that's how they're classified. So if there are, I think it's more than 10, then you're going in every couple of years. And also, of course, if you're in a higher risk category, then you're going to be going back more often.
Do we know about genes for colon cancer as we do with the genes for breast cancer, for example, and other genetic
yeah.
components to this?
Yeah, and there's actually some testing. So that can be important for some people to get that testing, and then they know how much at risk they are.
In your own case, since you mentioned you had ulcerative colitis from, sounds like pretty early in your adulthood, have you been screened several times then?
I've been screened once, and actually this year is my year. So I'll be going in, and I'll be excited to post the results and talk about my process as I go through the prep and the colonoscopy.
Are you going to do it during Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month?
You know, I don't have it scheduled
yet.
So,
mind you, but yeah.
Yeah, no, but you know, I loved how Katie Couric and Al Roker, they televised and they went in and they exposed themselves as they were doing it, saying, this is what you got to do. This is how it's going to go. So we've thought about doing that and doing some video blog on it. We'll see how that goes.
Is it still something that people have a hard time talking about? I mean, we're basically talking about, for lack of really technical terms here, the poop shoot, which, you know, things
right.
that people don't like to talk about in daily life.
Yeah.
So for that reason, is it still a difficult kind of subject to broach?
It can be with some people. People don't want to talk about it. And that's really what I'm here to do. I talk about it all day long, every day. It's the business that I'm in. And it really helps people to know that they can talk about it. It's okay. And it's important. That's what I want to emphasize here is that it's important to talk about, not just talk about your screening. Yes, I'm going to get screened, going to do it, I'm turned 50, but also to talk to our loved ones. So do you have somebody in your life who's 50 or older? Ask them, have you got your colonoscopy? How did it go? When's your next one? We have to talk to each other about it.
With changes in health insurance, is it covered more often than it used to be?
Yes, it's considered preventive. Mm-hmm. So most of the time it's going to be covered, which is really, really great news.
Now, what about coverage for the kind of clean-out procedure that you do?
We don't have insurance coverage yet. We're working on that. The Global Professional Association of Colon Therapists and some of the doctors involved are working on that. And that's really what we want to see happen. We don't want anybody to have to be turned away because they can't afford either the colonoscopy or the PrEP. So,
how prevalent, how big a field is the colon therapy field, like what you do, the colon lavage?
There aren't a whole lot of colon therapists in general. I am part of an organization that I know colon therapists all over the world, and there's more and more of this awareness happening. The colon lavage is a pretty select group. There are almost 30 of us now who have been trained in New York and certified to do this particular PrEP, which is highly successful.
Okay, we've got time for one last phone call. Here's Chuck in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Helen Hanshey.
Hello.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in just to say, you know, colonoscopies are really a good thing to do for yourself. When I turned 50, I was told I should do one, and I didn't, and I waited 10 years, and I just had one this fall, and it wasn't as horrible as I imagined, and all the horror stories you hear are really just horror stories. They're not. It's just a good thing to do for yourself. It really is, I guess I just wanted to say that.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate you sharing the story. And that's the thing is people can share their stories. They can talk about getting scheduled. And if they set up with your Facebook page, they have to like your Facebook page first.
Yes, please do.
Okay. And then they're eligible for prizes. You're trying to get 50 people to sign up for colonoscopies during March, which is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Helen Hanshey is the owner and director of CareStream Clinic in Medford. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.